tonight we start on, we're on the 11th of the 12 signs starting tonight. We start on Cancer. Excuse me. I gotta go do something. I'll turn that off a minute. Get, no, never mind.
Just let it run. It's about as bad as I've ever been. I actually use the
if you're gonna get a throat lozenge, would you bring me one?
I don't have a throat lozenge.
Oh, well.
No, yes, I do. I'd bring you one.
I wish I could make it completely automatic. What I have to do is I have to save a copy of each file in a text format, and I run this program.
I said, you got it? What? Did you turn it on?
No.
Oh, I only must have turned it on. The recorder is working as well.
I guess. Whatever.
Anyway, then I run the program on.
I thought you meant you turned it on. But I always got it running fine. Which is...
I'm not hearing you well.
Oh, okay. The recorder is... Ole must have turned it on because it's working okay. So where's Cancer?
I think it's coming out of Ole's lungs.
Yeah.
There's a huge crab he's coughing up in there. He's going to crawl out here and try to fucking kill us all. That's a big, good episode. And they were at Bible study, and the thunder was coming down.
There it is.
The Bible study coughed up a large crab.
She's just over our
head. He ain't coming in now.
We waited for you.
Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. No,
I got your choice. You can sit over there, Josh, over on that chair there.
We went back to lay down so y'all shut up.
We'll sit over near Josh.
Oh, you don't have to move.
Oh, well, yeah.
Josh, good to see you. I missed you.
Anybody else want to cough?
Be careful over there. We think he coughed up a cancer crab.
As I said before, I was so rudely interrupted by myself. Tonight we're starting the 11th of the 12 signs, known as Cancer. And it's kind of interesting. Well, all of them are interesting.
How did cancer become called cancer? And how is cancer related to cancer, the disease, and cancer, the crab?
It's not related at all.
Thank God.
There's a great debate among people who are interested in such things about what was the original sign for this 11th sign of the zodiac. And some people say it was the scarabaeus, which is the sacred beetle of ancient Egypt. Because in the Dendara Planetarium, it showed cancer shown as a scarabaeus. Now, scarabaeus was the, if there was no symbol that was more widespread in all of ancient Egypt than the scarabaeus. It was, if you could afford it, you had a ring of solid gold. It was on the shoe latchets, it was on belts, it was everywhere. And it's because of the way the scarabaeus lives its life. It starts out as its life as a worm, and it is attracted to dung.
Dung beetle.
And it spends its life underground for the first probably 40% of its life. And then it crawls out and forms a chrysalis or a cocoon and stays in that for a while until it finally becomes this, the scarabus. And it's then, it spends most of its time flying. It's in the air. And because of that transition, the ancients, Egyptians, it became the symbol of resurrection. And so, there are different places that have that, but the most common is the cancer. Is the crab, and it's the sign in the ancient sign in Persia, or the Farsi sign. It's in the Hindu sign. It's in the ancient Chinese zodiacs. And it's in the ancient Chaldean zodiacs. And so most people that I would consider scholars in this think that the cancer or the crab is the sign that it was originally intended to be.
Do all of those traditions find it to be regarding resurrection?
No.
Or new life or next life or afterlife?
No.
No, okay.
You mean the cancer was supposed to be or is? Or the beetle was supposed to be?
No, the cancer was, the crab was the original sign.
Oh, okay.
Now, as I said, the name cancer has nothing to do with our language. It should be spelled K-H-A-N-C-E-R. And Khan, or K-H-A-N, means the traveler's resting place. And C-E-R, or K-E-R, means embraced or encircled with by arms, and so that's why the crab. The main star is called Akubans, and it means the sheltering or the good resting place. And then two other of the stars are Ma'alaf and Al-Himarin, meaning the assembled multitude and the kids or the lambs. Now,
way back then, did the different the zodiac actually attach to the months? And when somebody was born, did they have any real meaning at all?
No,
like 200-300 years ago?
No. Originally, the signs of the zodiac had nothing to do with anything on earth. As it says in Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. And so the purpose of the zodiac was to declare the mystery of the God, of God. Then it denigrated fairly early in Babylon. And it denigrated to be, and not in Persia, because the Persians had the Zend Avesta, which we'll get into in a minute. But it denigrated into be the lot of the king. No, first it became the lot of the nation, and then it became the lot of the king. And now it's...
As their lot in life, like the lot or their stage?
Well, not just their lot, but...
Their status?
The magicians tried to use it to predict what was going to happen. That's what the kings were interested in, whether they'd win wars or not. That's what Hitler was mostly interested in. He was he had a whole staff of astrologers on his, predicted the wars, and battles, and when they should fight, and when they should invade, and all that kind of stuff. But then, now in the last relatively recent history, it's what month you're born in or some crap, and it's meaningless.
I was just trying to get where I went from spirit to being in the newspaper to read about.
It's the same thing.
A denigration through Babylon, and then on down.
Yeah, the Persians didn't do that denigration, and that's why the Magi were still All of the ancient star maps had the same kind of information that should have declared the glory of God being birthed in the Virgin. But the Persians are the only ones that kept it. And the reason they did is a religion was started by a man named Zoroaster. And their holy book was called the Avesta, or the Zend Avesta. And they had much of the Old Testament, the Torah, as part of their Bible. It doesn't exist anymore except in little fragments. But they had the Numbers 24 that talked about the star that would fulfill the prophecy of the desired one of the nations. And that's the whole tribe of the Magi. It wasn't just three. The whole tribe of the Magi came.
Are you saying basically at the time that the Magi understand the star map and its purity,
yeah,
they were the only ones that had it in that rendition?
As far as I can tell.
Okay.
Was it the Zend Avesta that we were trying to get? You know, remember Gary got a copy of it?
Was
it
the No. That was a Maseroth.
A Maseroth.
No, the Zend Avesta has been out. It hadn't existed for centuries. There's little pieces of it around.
The Zend Avesta at the time, I know it's perverted today, at the time had a great deal of the Torah in it.
Yeah. And Daniel was Zoroaster's teacher. That's why it did. Remember, Cyrus was a Persian. And Cyrus was the one that that Isaiah said was a type of Christ. And he was the king of Persia. All right. Mm. What?
Tom.
No, I'm ready.
Tom.
Well, the purpose of it being these words that we talked about just now, but the Kansar meaning the traveler's resting place, or the embraced, or encircled, or guarded with the arms.
Are we sending text messages to God?
I don't know why they do that.
Golly.
I'm trying to be quiet over here.
I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 3 or 4. I want you to see who's in that resting place, okay? And we're going to get into the detail of that in a second. Chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear. Anyway, all of chapter 3 is talking about that the gospel was preached unto Israel in the wilderness and in Egypt, as well as unto us. And then it says the gospel preached did not benefit them, not being mixed with faith. And then that heard it. Now the question is it mixed with faith in you? And the only way it can be mixed with faith in you is if you have accepted your death. And I don't know if you can understand that, but think about it. And it says, then they could not enter in because of unbelief. Then in chapter 4, verse 1, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Now this whole sign of Cancer is about this resting place. the main sign itself is, and then it has the Ursa Major and Ursa Minor first, then Ursa Major, which is the Big and Little Dipper. I don't know how that got to be Dippers, I'll never know, but they're the greater and lesser sheepfold.
Oh.
So, but who's in this sheepfold, and when are they in it? If you believe what most people teach about the Bible is when you die, you go into the sheepfold. That's not true. But here, so, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as it is said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Now the word rest in Hebrew is Sabbath. And this is number 7. Now symbolically, all of the feasts and everything, all these different parables in the Bible are based on 7 days of linear time. And the eighth day is resurrection, always. And, or the eighth day is in the Feast of Hanukkah's condition. There's 7 days. Hanukkah is an eight-day celebration, but the eighth day is a separate feast. The first 7 days are one feast. The eighth day is another feast. And that's when the Holy Spirit shed his had birthed Christ in Mary on the eighth day of the Feast of Hanukkah. Now the time ends when his people have entered into his rest. Then the eighth day, the end of linear time, will come, and all time will have to pass through that dot that's smaller than the eye can see in a split second. And all as God is waiting is for you and I to get into this this resting place in this. It's symbolized in these signs instead of excuse me. Instead of being locked in time and space.
What'd you get for going to California?
No, I was sick before I went. For we which believe do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he spake of it in a certain place on the seventh day of this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his labors, all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus or Joshua had given them rest, then would they not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. He that has entered into his rest has also ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, we saw in the last sign, in Gemini, that Gemini isn't really twins, it's a male and a female, obviously embraced in love. And that's the first time that the bride has appeared in the heavens. And that's just to give us a foretaste of what this mystery is about. Now, if every star, if this, the entire Maseroth, if the entire Bible speaks of this rest, then it seems to me that you ought to hear. Today, if you'll harden not your heart, enter into this rest. Now, Jesus, God has been waiting for 2,000 years. We've been in the night of the seventh day for 2,000 years, waiting for his people to enter the rest. And they never do, because they've always got some plan. Now it's some religious plan. They got to. What just kills me is they think that God would leave evangelizing the world to a bunch of idiots like us. The gospel has been preached to every creature which is under heaven already. Wherever you are in time and space, if you come to the end of yourself, there's Christ. If you don't come to the end of yourself, you say you've accepted Christ, but you really haven't. You've accepted, you've heard me say often, if you have enough strength to make a decision for Christ, you'll automatically choose the instead of Christ.
Amen.
So this resting place here, we've the three signs, the sub-signs of cancer. Are Ursa Minor, or the Ursa Major, and Argo, the ship. Now, this is where the ship is where we get all of the Greek ideas about Jason and the Argonauts, because his name is Argo. Can you see the ship?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, the other thing was like a little dog.
What?
Canis Major.
Canis Major was like a dog.
We've already studied Canis Major and Canis Minor. You don't remember that?
When I was out of town.
You were here.
You were here.
Well, maybe.
Anyway. Canis Major and Canis Minor. Well, I'm not even going to tell you what they are. All right, but anyway. The meaning of this sign and its three decans are you the assured if you will simply enter into his rest. And you, I promise you, if you see the world as I do, you can only enter into your rest. If you see the world as empty and futile and without redeeming purpose, you can do nothing else but enter into the rest. If you got something to prove, if you're trying to work off some guilt, you're never going to enter into the rest. And so you'll ignore this, just like the whole church has ignored it. Now, the rest, Shabbat is the word for the rest, because it's seven. That's Sabbath. But it's not a day any longer. That was for the first 7th. Sabbath is a person. His name is Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not going to be able to teach anymore.